My grandfather was quite a good top chef. In the end, he went to Pitlochry, in a very good hotel at Pitlochry at Brighton. People that ran restaurants and cafes in those days were all from a certain part of Italy, near Milan, Parma. Mm. The rest really didn't open cafes. They nearly all worked. My father came from England, Italy, 1911. He came from Italy and met my mum. He worked 3 months at the Savoy, he didn't like it. He worked 3 months at Claridge's, he didn't like it. And he worked 3 months somewhere else. And then in, just before the war, he worked at the RAC Club, which is quite a high place, Pall Mall. He stayed there till he died. He was 81. A whole time down there. And there were a few times he didn't come home one night. My mother was so frightened. He heard the bombs. He stayed in the hotel all night. But my mum, what did she know? No phone, no nothing.
Because an interesting thing, I'm sure you told me when we spoke on the phone, was that your uncles were in.
Oh.
Because the internment thing.
Yes.
An interesting thing at the beginning. Can you talk about that?
My mother's sister's husband, he lived on the floor on top of Granny. He was about 40 years old. He had a daughter of 14. There was a knock at the flaps at the bottom. The two police walked to the top floor, and they just said to him and my auntie, his wife, pack a small suitcase, you'll come in with us. Apparently, from reading, they were all taken to Surrey, and from there, after a couple of weeks, taken to Liverpool to be put on the Arundel Star, which was torpedoed near Ireland. And he was one of the unlucky ones.
So did he go to the Isle of Man?
No, the men that went to the Isle of Man didn't move out of there. They did gardening. Italian people are good at farming. Mm. So up there, the farming, they were cooking for all, you know, they were... Yeah. No. Those that went to the Isle of Man never went on a boat anywhere. They stayed in England. And my GP when I was a child was in Shepherd Market, Mayfair, back of Green Park, across the road, Green Park. And my mum used to say to him, see that doctor there, our doctor Italian, he was on the Arundel Star and he got saved. Mm. But all the men that were saved were put on another boat to Australia. Can you imagine the fear on that boat? Put on another boat. There were Germans, Jewish, Italians, doctors, lawyers, ordinary people. What happened was, my dad never got called up. And the reason was, in Charing Cross Road, down by the Edith Cavells, there was an Italian fascist club. Now, the men didn't go because they were fascists. They used to go there, play cards, drink, have an evening out. Of course, as soon as Italy, the trouble in the war, they went there, all the names and addresses. And my mother, she went up to the storeman, the barrel boy, and she said to him, can I please have a banana? I've got my cube on. And I can always remember this. My mother, he answered, not for sale. And my mother said, why not? I've got the child, I've got my coupon, not for sale, and he covered them over. Now my mother knew they were all being sold black market, and the local women on the streets were all paying more. And my mother was furious, but she couldn't do nothing about it. She was very angry, she told me. Anyway, she was walking back home at the back of Leicester Square, she saw a policeman, and she told him, the courage in those days. She went up to this policeman and she said, look, I want the banana. I don't care what he sells black market, I want the banana. He said, will you come with me back to him and will you prepare to go to Bow Street Court, Covent Garden? And my mum, what? Got the kiddie going to court in those days. We're nervous now to go to court. Imagine in those days, 1945. He said, look, he keeps doing this. We can't do nothing about it until someone's willing to come to Bow Street.